Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another pandemic special. That's right, it's a Best of Secret Artists podcast, where we're going to be hearing who everyone's favourite artist is. We've put together these compilations to give you some sort of distraction from what's going on in the outside world. So I hope you enjoy them. Do listen back on all the full episodes available on Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We are on Instagram and Twitter, thank God, at Secret Art Pod. Also, all of our guests are doing quite amazing things. Joel Dommett's stand-up special comes out on ITV next week, Finding Emo. Lucy Pearman is in Red Dwarf, which starts on Dave next week. Mae Martin's brilliant sitcom Feel Good is available to watch on All Four. And everyone's absolutely smashing it, to be honest. So keep supporting what comedy there is left in the world and keep listening. Thank you. Bye.
Lou Sanders.
Yeah, I do. Awesome. I've looked at a picture before and thought, that's lovely. Is that the same?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I like... My mother took me to see a David Hockney exhibition.
Well, yeah. I think he'd like this kind of landscape we're drawing, actually.
And I wanted to go to... Who's that woman that was in Edinburgh that does all the patterns?
Bridget Riley.
Yeah, apparently that was very good. I had a look online and I thought, yeah, I'd get the gist of it. But it did look nice.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the internet. You don't actually have to look in real
You don't
life.
Have to leave the house. It's obvious to me now. And then, no, who do I like? I used to like, it's such a cliche, of a teenage thing. Mm. Dali.
Of Dali.
You know, yeah. When you're a kid and you're like, yeah, Dali's my favourite. And he's everyone's
so
favourite.
Surreal.
He's so surreal, man. But, you know, to be fair, hats off to him. He did some lovely stuff. Come on. Fair's fair.
Weird old man, but...
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
High five. It was a high five. Sometimes you don't have to do the high five, you just say it.
Holly Byrne.
Do you have a favourite artist, Holly?
Do you have a favourite artist? Do you know, I just went to see the... I don't think I have a favourite artist. But I just went to that Lucian Freud exhibition.
Oh, yeah. It was great, wasn't it?
So good, wasn't it?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing with the figure, doesn't he?
He knows what he's doing with his own figure, doesn't he, as well?
Yeah, it's a bit too much of that.
A bit too much of that. Oh, and also, don't you think...
Have you heard the male ego?
No! Where's that been all my life? Do you not just think with him, like, you've got to be such an unpleasant guy. I mean, no redeeming features other than ability to paint. Oh, surely.
I feel that is probably the case with most.
I wasn't going to say it, but... Horrid.
Horrid.
Just going to be awful, aren't they? But you just get a distinct feeling with him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go anywhere.
A few too many
you?
Self-portraits,
a few too many. But it was a good expo, wasn't it?
Oh.
And I love the Royal Academy.
Yeah, I've just got given membership for my birthday for the year. So if you ever want to join me, I get a plus one.
Oh, do you? Yeah. And I tell you what, I love the Schenkman bar downstairs.
Mm. We should go, have you seen the Picasso
garden?
Exhibition?
No, but that's just
talking
new, isn't it?
Male artists who are questionable. We should go and see that.
Let's do it. I love it.
Stuart Laws.
Do you have a favourite artist? Were you dreading that
question? Oh, no, hang on. I do, I don't I? I like Goya.
Oh, yeah, you do like Goya.
I don't really, in terms of, like, visual art,
mm-hmm.
paint on walls, I don't, yeah, I've never really connected with it a lot.
Yeah, you wouldn't choose to go to an exhibition, would you?
No, I don't think I'd ever would. But I really like Goya, his dark phase when he went mad.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the National Gallery where he had all his corporate work.
Yeah, that's what it's called. We went to see that, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think it was the National Gallery, yeah.
He had all of his portraits. He did all his portraits, but they were of like princes and kings and gentrymen.
That was sort of pre-meltdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it also was just, it was like going to watch a comedian do their corporate set.
Yeah.
You're just like, why am I interested? There's no art in this. It was
very slick.
It was the furthest from art that I've ever seen in a gallery. Whoa. I've been to a few galleries.
Sorry, Goya, you just got burned.
Yeah, why do I want to see the paintings that someone got paid an enormous amount of money for that they had no emotional investment in?
His sort of commissions, I suppose.
Yeah. It was like, can you do a painting of me looking really royal and regal? Why would I want to see that?
No, I want to see you about to kill yourself.
Yeah, I want to see Saturn devouring his son. Mm-hmm. I want to see... Actually, this one isn't done. The Colossus, I don't think, is by... Goya. Do you know the Colossus?
Yeah.
I think that's by... It's attributed book to Goya, but I don't think it actually is.
The Colossus. Yeah, it is attributed to Goya, but also Asensio Julia.
I think it was by Asensio. I think it was by Asensio, and he was like his apprentice or something like that.
Right.
And it then got... In the same way that when Hans Zimmer does music, he often has... apprentices and like a team of people that actually do a big chunk of the work.
That's often the way, and they say the studio of such and such an artist.
Yes. Oh, do they do that? Do they do that with like visual art then?
Oh yeah. Loads of old paintings are like the studio of someone really well known.
Really?
Joel Dommett and Hannah Cooper.
Favorite artists, either of you?
Don't really know enough about art, to be honest.
I was thinking about this last night when you were, I was thinking about this, and I thought, bet Annie's going to ask us that. And then I tried to think back to, like, you know, all your art sketchbooks, and I feel like all we did was, like, Roy Lichtenstein and, like, all of that stuff. And actually, when we figure out what we've got in the house, we've mostly bought stuff that we don't necessarily know who the artist is, but we just love the piece. And also... We just this week, one of our friends, James Goldcrown, he's like an LA, I wouldn't even say it's graffiti, but like street artist.
Street art guy.
And he does loads of murals all across LA and actually the rest of the states of loads of hearts.
Mm.
And they're the classic Instagram walls now in coffee shops and stuff. And he's like amazingly done one for us for upstairs in the landing space. So we've got our own LA Instagram wall coming into the house. And we are dying about it. We're like,
fucking cool, man.
It's like 2.5 meters high, isn't it?
Oh my God.
It's the next best thing to him literally graffitiing our house, which we do not want anyone to do. Just throw it out.
Keep your arms straight for a second.
Commissioning a piece is very different.
Where do you want your arm?
Sorry.
You know, this is all great chat, but please stay still.
I'm an expressive person. But yes, that's exciting. But I just love, like, I would frame these pieces because you guys have done them, you know? And then I feel like there's a story behind that.
Mm-hmm. Just basically like, I'll frame any old shit.
I'll frame stuff that's been given to us.
Keep your arm there straight.
I'm glad you're saying that because it's what I'm thinking, but
you can't say
I'm too polite.
Yes, okay, go for it. Bitch, stand still, bitch.
Katie Wicks.
Do you have a favourite artist, Katie?
Oh, I find that a tricky one. I'd say no. I mean, there's people I've always loved. I can name names. The thing that I've started doing recently is I feel like the thing I love most about Instagram is following illustrators and artists, and there's so many on there that I've discovered recently that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at remembering names, and it's frustrating because I feel like it's... Sorry, I'm distracted by doing the eyes. Off the top of my head, I went to the Venice Biennale for the first time this year.
me and Adam went, and now we're getting somewhere. And I was so, I've always wanted to go, I was so excited, and I saw some incredible stuff there. Like the guy representing Britain, UK, was called Ed Atkins. And his stuff was, it was so funny, it was so witty.
What kind of stuff was it? Was it painting or sculpture?
No, it was, so the first thing, I mean, it will sound bonkers out of context. I saw some really fun, I loved how much stuff there was genuinely funny. Like I thought you could just really tell like what sort of sense of humour the artist had, and I loved it. It was a lot of installation stuff. Like one room was two huge rows of like amateur looking opera costumes, and I found that so funny because it was so unexpected in an art gallery, just rows and rows of really stupid costumes. He does these installations which is like one was a video, like it was the end of a sort of action film, but it was just the credits and people running around. So that was quite fun, just the idea of making a film of credits. I found that really funny. I'm not selling it very well.
No, it's refreshing because you tend to associate successful artists with being a bit pretentious.
Yeah. But... And I mean, there was a lot of that. My dad really got me into, he was really into the old masters and all of that kind of intense, you know, theatrical kind of paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an artist called Shona McAndrews, I think, who makes paper mache like naked women who are all quite sort of fat and really brilliant, sort of covered in hair. She does this like really lush feminist stuff.
Oh, cool.
Like body positivity. She's amazing.
Is that what you're drawn to most, you think, like figurative stuff?
Yeah, I saw some amazing stuff at the Biennale. There's an artist who does self-portraits called
Do you know Ron Muick?
Oh my god, I love Ron.
Yeah, he's so great. He's kind of very weird but realistic.
I remember seeing that sculptures. At Edinburgh.
I saw it in Edinburgh too.
And I remember like there was a comedian, I won't say who it is, but someone who's quite a sort of macho guy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember bumping into him and he'd just been to see it and he said something like, I mean, he says something like, I cried all the way around. Wow. Which even for me, I thought was a bit over the top.
Yeah, but was it at the Edinburgh Festival?
It was the Edinburgh Festival.
That's probably other reasons he's crying.
Yeah, so it's made people cry.
Pierre Novelli.
Do you have a favourite artist?
They're both very similar, and I think they have some bad blood between them as a result of how similar they are.
Oh, right.
Ralph Steadman and Gerald Scarfe.
Ah, okay.
Because when I did art at school, all the art I studied was that kind of blotchy, insane, cartoony.
Yeah.
Gerald Scarfe is the only artist, apart from Salvador Dali, who's collaborated with Disney.
Oh, right.
He did all of the character designs and art for Hercules.
Amazing.
So Disney's Hercules looks like that. It looks so weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't look Disney at all because it's all Gerald Scarfe. And he did the cover and the animated music video for Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh,
all the hammers marching, that's all Gerald Scarfe.
But do you know they have bad blood or are you just assuming they have bad blood?
I remember reading somewhere that some interviewer asked them about the similarities and whoever was being asked was like, yes, well, there's sort of a bit of a friction there. I mean, if I'm wrong, then... I don't know, I guess they can sue me. Any publicity is good publicity at this point.
Yeah.
sue away, Gerald, if you're listening.
And he will be.
He will be.
Yeah. So we spoke about Tom DeFreston before
the
podcast. He is one of my absolute favourite artists.
Oh, yeah.
But you know him from Cambridge, is that right?
Yes, we weren't there at the same time. I sort of met him through people.
Yeah, because he was artist in residence at... I want to say Christ's.
I think that's right.
Because my brother was there, and so they were friends. And I think actually Joe, my brother, appeared. He like modelled in some of Tom's paintings, so that's how I first got to know of his stuff.
Oh, cool! I just met him. He was friends with some of the comedy people, and then I dated someone who was very good friends with him for a bit, and so I swam through that. And I have a friend who's a playwright, and Tom DeFreston did some cool drawings to be projected on the wall in this weird play.
Yeah, because a lot of his paintings feature kind of literary figures
and
scenes from plays, don't they?
Yeah, and sort of grotesque a nightmarish scene sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's what I like, is the colours he uses are so beautiful and the way he applies the paint is incredible, but there's often like a real darkness to his work.
And all the sort of thick, oily shininess he manages to get on there is really cool.
So good. That's my dream, to be able to afford to buy one of his paintings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I imagine they're very expensive.
Lolly Adefope.
Do you have a favourite artist, Lolly?
I think probably David Shukley, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about art.
Funny, isn't he?
Yeah, he's funny in a sort of poetic, quite beautiful way, I think.
The one on the wall says, "You must dive down into the ocean, down, down, you must swim, down to the depths, you must go down to the very bottom, to the ocean bed where there is no light and where creatures...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've just remembered, I can't read. And where creatures live that have never been touched by the sun. And down there, you must find my sunglasses and you must bring them up to the surface and you must give them to me because I need them."
It's funny.
It's funny.
And then it's just a big mass of blue. But it's beautiful. It's the kind of thing that if I was younger, I would think, that's rubbish, that's just nothing.
I could do that.
Yeah, but it's actually so beautiful.
Mm.
The shade of blue is so nice.
And it's perfectly looks like water, the way the brush strokes are going horizontally.
If it didn't have the text at the top and it was just that, you'd be like, that's a bit shit.
Yeah.
But with the text and that, I think is...
And it's perfect. It's funny, but it is beautifully written.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what have we got next to it? Louisiana Museum of Modern Art.
That is...
Some more blue water.
Yeah. And then I actually have this one, but it fell down. I've got a series of blues in the living room.
Favourite colour?
Green.
Green?
Yeah.
I'm quite happy with how the whole label... what I'm doing is I'm not going too specific.
Because
I started doing the sort of red circular label, but then I've just sort of gone blurred it in, like it's sort of...
Because otherwise, you just need a photo if you're going to be that specific about
it. Exactly.
It's all about artistic license, isn't it?
Mm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jamie Dimitriou.
Look at the state.
It's great.
No.
I love how you've just done single lines.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
Yes.
Sort of Shrigley-esque.
Well, that's sort of what I'm going for.
Yeah.
People like Shrigley allow me to be crap, I think. Even the stuff that you see in here, a lot of it is quite sort of like just do what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything. And I think that surrounding myself with it makes me feel like I might one day be able... Obviously, that Hockney, I would never be able to touch.
It's brilliant. That's one of the Olympic posters, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Lovely bit of reflection on the water.
Yeah, I absolutely... That's the newest thing in here. I really like that cooker as well. I've had that for ages.
Yeah.
I got that. I went to the MoMA. I think it's still at the MoMA. It's one of the like permanent... Mm. On the top floor, I saw that there, and while I was in the art gallery, I bought it online from eBay or something. But I really like that one; it's really very calming.
Nice. Great colours.
But actually, I think the Eve one is my favourite in here.
Yeah. What's her name? Eve.
Eve Delaney.
Eve Delaney.
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, I guess it's because it's a personal thing.
So does she use watercolours and then cut out each figure and do a sort of collage with them? Is that how it works?
I think so. I really don't know her process, I know that she uses a lot of, like, she'll use, like, magazine cutouts and stuff occasionally. Like,
there's... Yeah, because there's photos
There's
in
a
there.
Photo yeah. in there and stuff. But, yeah, it's all cutouts. But I just... The effect is so lovely. And her use of colour, I think, is so satisfying and, like, warming.
Definitely. And she's really got people's characters down to a T.
Yeah. Well, she's a comedian as well, which I think helps. Mm-hmm. I do think that there's, like, it's also, like, quite a funny picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
Captures
really got...
the madness, I think.
Yeah. And the way she's got Ellie's sort of pointed leg is, like, unbelievable. I think that's, like, a classic comedy move of hers. Yeah.
Does anyway. She do character comedy? Eve.
Eve, yes. Not Ellie. Yeah, yeah. Ellie. Yeah, she's very good. Really funny.
Lucy Pearman.
Do you have any favourite artists, Lucy? I love Yayoi Kusama. She does the spots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know who I mean?
Like the big yellow pumpkins with black spots on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
Have you seen any of her work in real life?
Yes, I have. I saw that lovely room and some of her paintings as well.
At the Tate?
At the Victoria Miro, do you know it?
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to see a film about her, like a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in a mental asylum.
Ah.
And every day she goes to paint. She, like, waddles down the street
mm-hmm.
to do some painting. I love her.
To like you on the farm?
Exactly the same.
Waddling down the garden path.
With my eggs?
With your eggs. Telling boys off. Should they come and kick it?
Yeah.
Bill Wang.
I currently really love Klimt.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's wonderful. I went to the Klimt Schiele exhibit at the... Was it not the V&A? Where was it? The National? No. The one near Regent Street, near Piccadilly Circus.
The RA.
The RA, yeah. The Royal Academy there.
Oh, nice.
That was wonderful. I think Klimt is amazing. What he can do with just a line.
Yeah, really he uses short. Lots of gold as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So he'd like this. But he'd probably do a bit more of an abstract version. Maybe that's what I should do. So that...
Well, he was never really abstract in the sense that he deconstructed what the pictures were. They all were pretty much... realistic.
Mm.
But he can make a vivid, and I'm going to sound like creepy and bring this up again, but a really vivid picture of a woman with just a single outline.
Yeah.
You know, it's really amazing.
Oh, I'm really struggling.
Who's your favourite artist?
I really like... Do you know Peter Doig?
No.
He's a Scottish painter. He does kind of abstract landscapes with figures in. Quite dreamy and...
Like handsome? Like he's a handsome guy?
He's a dreamy guy. I fancy his art for sure. Does lots of like dripping paint.
Whoa.
Which I like. Nice to see the process, isn't it? The drip marks, etc.
I feel like do it properly. You know?
Oh right, yeah, yeah. Same as with comedy. Don't want anything meta.
Yeah, just do it properly.
Just write the joke.
Rhys James.
When I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I used to really love, and I think this is like the equivalent of before you start comedy and your favourite comedian is Michael McIntyre or whatever.
Banksy.
Oh, interesting. Hadn't thought about that. Roy Lichtenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that basic boy art? Is that basic boy art?
I guess so.
I had a notepad that had his Wham thing on it that I used to be obsessed with, like museum and art shop, art gallery gift shops.
Oh, yeah.
They're best so part. Good. And I used to always buy loads of postcards. I had loads of postcards from them on my wall.
I still do art. That. And
it looks great.
Rob Orton.
I always get a lot of enjoyment from looking at Francis Bacon's paintings.
I love Francis Bacon.
I think that I love his interviews as well.
Mm.
The way that he talks about life in general and how we just kind of wanted to be thrown in a drain in a, when he died, you know, just put him in a carrier bag and throw him in the side of the road, and just because he just, like, his body's not worth anything anymore, and just that thing of saying how he just wants to live. And I love, like, he's completely fascinated with the mouth and like the colours of it and like the shine of it and all that. He really goes off on one, really. And I think it's just so widely kind of a lot. Yeah, I think he inspired a lot of people, didn't he? And
definitely.
But
I love his sort of quite grotesque portraits where the face is just like blurred. You can see the sort of smudges of the paint.
Yeah, brilliant teeth a lot of the time.
Yeah.
The Anthony Gormley exhibition.
Oh yeah.
At the Royal Academy, that was the last one that I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was brilliant.
Rose Johnson.
So I would say not one favourite, but maybe. So I like the Impressionists. I know it's very, very basic.
Not basic. What, sort of Monet, etc.
Yeah, Monet, Turner. If I had to choose, Turner would probably be my fave.
Yeah.
I just love the sunrise ones.
Yeah, it's very dramatic.
Yeah. Sort
of skies.
They've always sort of spoken to me, those ones. And I always, like, I remember seeing, is it called Impression Sunrise? That one that's, the one of the Thames, or maybe it's called the Thames over Parliament.
Oh, yeah, I think I know the one you mean.
I remember really vividly seeing that one in a gallery and being like, wow, seeing that kind of, I was going to say sing it live.
Keep supporting live art.
Yeah. Is that how you, sing it live?
Sing it in the flesh?
Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck. It's all gone to shit. Luckily, she doesn't like my choice of favourite artist.
It landed palette up, which is good for your floor.
Oh, don't, I mean, Dan's probably already told you how much this flat is a piece of shit. I'd want to spill paint all over it.
Yeah, you both very vehemently hate the flat.
Hate the flat. Hate the flat.
Adam Hess.
Do you like Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah, he's very good, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
He knows what he's doing.
There is a an exhibition about him at the National at the moment. And then I Googled it. I was going to go to it because I love him.
Yeah.
There's only one of his paintings there. Virgin on the Rocks. Which is, sounds like a cocktail.
It does.
A mocktail. So I thought, what's the point?
Is he your favourite artist?
I don't know anything about art, and it sounds like a very dumb person thing to say that the most famous artist in the world is your favourite one. But I am obsessed with him. I am a bit obsessed with him.
I can see why you'd like him, because he's very mathematical with his drawings.
He is, he?
Yeah. And you're, you love Rubik's Cubes.
I love Rubik's Cubes. I am. I do. I've got a lot of time for, as a joke, I was going to call him the Bard. I thought it'd be quite funny. I am blown away by him. There was a great exhibition of his drawings at Buckingham Palace recently. Ooh. Oh, I do love him a lot. Like, he
like too much.
I mean, I've like read, I've seen it all. I think I can't find any documentaries about him anywhere that I've not seen. Read a few books about him, and then I got older and lazy, and now it's just audio books, which don't count really. But I fucking
love. What do you love about him?
He didn't go to school, you know that?
He didn't.
He didn't go to school. What do I love about him? I think I love knowing that someone like that existed. Yeah, but unlike anything we've ever really seen. I mean, it's hard to tell. Like, sure, they're like, I don't know, Einstein and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But is like such a one in a million mind. But I just find it fascinating how, what is it? How, like, such a genius, but, like, what if he never, like, found a passion for art? We would never know about him. Like, similarly with, like, Einstein, a brain like that, what if, for some reason, like, no one instilled an excitement for physics in him? We'd never know. He would never have pursued this thing and, like...
He might have gone to Edinburgh and just done
the fringe. Yeah, seriously. I just like how, like, multifaceted Da Vinci was. Like, here's a little fact about Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he wrote backwards, yeah? Do you know that about him?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, I was going to subvert that fact. Ah. But if you didn't know it in the first place, then never mind.
Well, now I do, so subvert it.
Well, so everyone said he used to write backwards so you could steal his... no one could steal his ideas. But actually it was... because he was left-handed and he just didn't like smudging his words. Okay. So he wrote, like, mirror writing, which I find a quite fun fact. Not too fun. No one knows it, so yeah.
I am talking about smudging. Just put my hand in my painting.
My God, are you right-handed?
Alex Horn.
Well, you warned me you were going to ask me this.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, you know, whether you prepare an answer. So I did think about it. I think the honest answer is no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I last bought a piece of art when we were in Brighton getting tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent £500 on a piece of art, which was the most by miles we'd ever spent. And I don't know, but you know when you go to an art shop, because you're wondering, cause we were without the kids.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting. And we looked at it, and we really liked this picture. It's of Battersea Art Centre.
Oh, nice.
But a photo, which has then been doctored up afterwards, it's got all this graffiti on, and and we really liked it.
And who was the artist?
I don't know.
It's
one of 200 copies of it. I don't even know if it's how they did it. And we mainly like the frame, actually.
Well, frames cost quite a lot, don't they? So you're getting good value for money, probably.
And we left the shop and, you know, wandered around for 2 hours. But I think we were always going to get it. Where's green? There's green.
That's green.
Yeah.
Are you colourblind?
No.
That wasn't supposed to sound rude. It's just that a lot of men are colourblind.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because I play comedians football sometimes on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And... it's always funny when people put orange bibs on, and if you're wearing a slightly bright top, all the men go wild because they can't tell what colour's which. Which colour's which?
That's really interesting. All the men are colourblind.
Well, there's like three maybe, but...
That feels... Oh, see, some of these are not colours, are they? Oh, made a rink.
But it's a confusing palette because some paint is dry and some is wet.
I'm really nervous to start...
I'm nervous about the sunglasses.
Okay, I'm in. So I haven't got a favourite artist, but I haven't got any particular taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
when we were little, my dad's quite into art, and my mum's quite a good drawer.
Yeah.
She does art classes sometimes.
Like life drawing classes?
No, so sketches. Charcoal was the last thing she did, and she'd probably say she's rubbish at it. But when we were little, if there's a bit of music playing, they would always say, "What's this?" And it would always be Mozart.
Really?
And so I do that with the kids as well, and it's always the Beatles or something. But
because you want to train them to love
to
the
know
Beatles.
Something.
Oh, I see.
But with the art, it was always a picture of a horse, and it was always the same artist. It was always Stubbs. So occasionally, on Mastermind, if there's a picture of a horse.
Oh, yeah.
I always go, "Oh, that's Stubbs," and you look really clever.
It's always Stubbs. Are your family a horsey family?
No, not at all. I have no explanation for it.
Brett Goldstein.
Why is he your favourite?
David Lynch.
Why is he your favourite artist?
Because he makes things. His whole sort of theory of life.
Mm-hmm.
He's very into transcendental meditation, and he basically. Is always kind of asking the question, like, is this a dream? And if you look at life, like, it might be a dream. You know, is this a dream when you're dreaming? Is that the dream? Is that life? And he sort of creates by meditating and just sort of following the muse where it takes him.
Mm.
And
what is transcendental meditation?
Transcendental meditation is a type of meditation that you sit still for 25 minutes. Close your eyes and you have a mantra. Everyone has their own mantra. And you just say the mantra in your mind.
Who decides on the mantra?
A specialist.
Oh, really?
A TM specialist. And then
what, you have to go and see someone to get the mantra?
Yeah.
So what's yours? Do you do it?
I can't
you
tell you.
The way you're talking about it sounds like you do.
I did do it.
But you're not allowed to tell anyone.
No, you're not allowed to tell anyone. I can't give it away.
But is that just because
I don't know if that's bullshit or if it's because... I actually don't know if it's bullshit.
How long is it? Can you like
it's not long. It's the equivalent of like 3 words.
Okay.
Can I try and guess it? Kill.
I'm a paedophile.
I'm a paedo.
Do you...
Anyway, what was your question?
No, why is he my artist? I'm interested in it. Is it in the first person, the mantra, or is it like
no,
a
it's
general...
like, it does not, it's not English. Oh. I don't know what it's.
Oh.
What it is. It's what more, it's more is it? A sound, more a sort of series of sounds.
May Martin. Do you have a favourite artist, May?
I was thinking about that. But it's quite basic.
That's fine. No judgment here.
I like Rembrandt. Oh,
he's great.
Yeah. And then I like Goya. Cause
oh, yeah. You like kind of dark, very painterly type.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Like a raw kind of... yeah. I like that one. Is it Saturn eating his son?
Oh, yeah.
I like that a lot. Vicious, disgusting.
What kind of vibe do you think St. Sidney's personality has? Like, I'm doing the face now and I'm like, what kind of guy was he? You know what I mean?
I'm still trying to work out if he's the one on the left who's pointing at the wound or the one showing the wound.
I've given a lot of focus to the guy showing the wound.
I think he's the one on the left.
Yeah. So St. Sidney doesn't actually feature in mine yet.
But what would you imagine his personality as? Somebody that loves insane rabid dogs?
Yeah, I think he's quite a unique guy. I think he's
into animals, like
into animals, maybe not that into people.
Yeah.
Although if he wants
a bit on the spectrum maybe?
Yeah. Very self-assured, I think.
Oh, self-assured.
Yeah, because he's telling God to go fuck himself.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you've extrapolated there.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing.
I'm drawing him wearing like a kind of long, quite sexy robe.
I think they all wore sexy robes in this day, didn't they?
God, we've gone backwards, haven't we, in terms of gender norms?
Yeah, we have.
They used to wear robes.
men wear dresses now, don't they?
Do they?
Some men. Grayson Perry.
Yeah.
I've made the dog pink.
Why?
I didn't mean to. I don't mind it, though.
I kind of want to draw him wearing a hoodie. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm changing my vibe.
Is yours a kind of modern day take?
It's a modern day take.
Since Sidney. I'm really struggling to say his name.
I know, it's a shit name.
Sidney.
Okay, I'm giving him a hoodie.
What kind of hoodie?
What kind of hoodie,
what
Annie?
What brand?
Oh, Nike?
Yeah.
Dan Cook.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think if I asked me when I was younger, I would have said Picasso.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now it would probably be, I think Matisse.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like...
Like sort of abstract, colourful.
I like abstract, I like colourful, and I like I like stuff with a lot of energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does do.
He was blind, wasn't he, Matisse? Didn't he go blind?
He got cancer,
mm-hmm,
later in his life.
Yeah.
Which meant he was bedbound, and that's when he started cutting bits of paper out.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all the snail and whatnot. But I can't remember whether he was blind or not.
There's a Picasso exhibition coming up, isn't there, at the RRA? I think it opens quite soon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I don't really go to exhibitions at all. It's just not something that's on my radar.
Because you don't enjoy the experience of going, or just because you wouldn't think?
I just don't think, and people who go to these things, they're awful.
Yeah.
everyone there has no interest in actually looking at the painting or taking the painting in. Nearly all of them just take a photo of the painting,
yeah,
and then move on. It's like, well, I've ticked that one off the list.
I can put that on Instagram and prove that I've done something cultural.
Yeah, exactly. And there was one person there once who had a really expensive camera. He was taking a photo of the painting and then moving and taking a photo of the description and just going along one by one. Like he would get home and go, well, do you know what? I'm going to relax and enjoy all the paintings I could have seen in person earlier.
And read the descriptions.
Yeah, imagine. You could have saved yourself so much time by just typing into Google Images sunflowers by Van Gogh, because the picture quality would be just as good as the photo you've taken.
And cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than going to an exhibition.
Just.
So that's what you do, is it?
That's what I do, yeah.
Google Picasso. Yeah. I might add water to mine. Oh, those are great. I love that.
It's got a Trojan vibe to it.
Good sense of movement, yeah. Are you ready for another bit of paper?
Please.
There you go.
There we go.
Ellie White.
Do you have a favourite artist?
Oh, my God.
Present company accepted.
Oh, God. Well, I've had many different favourites over the years. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should say like who my favourite is at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, it's quite... I hate those questions. What's your favourite?
It's a good question.
Well, it's like those first date questions, like, who's your favourite band? And it sends me into a nervous...
I think I really do... I really don't have a favourite artist, but I'm very interested in different sort... Well, number one, I'm much more drawn to figurative than abstract art, just in general.
Yeah, I think me too.
I think everyone is. No, I do love some... I love some abstract artists.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Malevich, for example. Mm. I like graphic design and calligraphy and stuff like that. But generally, I'm more into aesthetically, and like I'm interested in more figurative art.
Yeah.
So I do very much like an artist called Stanley Spencer, who's a British artist.
Yes, I know Stanley Spencer. Not personally.
I like him because not only do I like his aesthetic style, but I like his subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did a lot about like the kind of weird link between like religion and eroticism.
Right.
Which I find really fascinating.
Because you're quite a kind I'm of like religious. While you were speaking, I put my hand in the banana.
Disgusting.
Got a yellow paint on my hand.
Disgusting. I love him. I think the first artists I really liked were Hogarth.
Yeah.
And
what's that, like 18th
century? 18th century sort of morality painting.
Mm-hmm.
And like James Gilray, who was a kind of also 18th century like satirical cartoonist.
Yeah. So always quite funny subject.
I liked art that like told a story.
Yeah.
And that you could get a story out of.
Like your kind of Spam Banana stories.
Yeah, exactly. And Hogarth obviously literally did tell, like, cartoon strips of, like, morality tales. And the intricacy of them always was, like, amazing to me. And James Gilray is just funny, like, his weird... He's just a caricature artist, so he just did kind of weird, like, massive noses and big bums and stuff like that.
And being a sketch comedian.
Yeah.
You're drawn to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Harriet Kemsley.
Yeah, Frida Kahlo I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I used to really like going to... I went there to the a gallery in France, in Paris, Musée d'Orsay.
Oh, yeah.
And I like a lot of the stuff there, but I don't know what they're called.
Who did them?
Yeah. But I like those ones. And it wasn't a lot of like English countryside pictures. Because you can even...
You
can
hate
see
a landscape.
That shit. I hate it written, and I hate it because you could just, in a car, you could drive somewhere in a car and look out a window.
Yeah.
That's not art.
So art is people and cats?
Art. Unless there's a cat, I don't believe it's art.
Yeah.
Look at It's got to make you think of something, I think, maybe. Like something good or something bad.
And you don't think landscapes can do that?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no. There's a...
She went in so strong with her opinions.
So strong with my belief.
She's backtracked so quickly.
I also don't like paintings of boats. That's another one I don't like. Right. I find them very boring. Again, go and look at a boat. Why would you want to look at a picture of a boat? Also, Google now, it's got rid of all paintings of boats because you can just Google a boat if you get the urge, which I never have.
And then if you want a painting, you can Google painting of a boat.
Yeah, and then you just look at a painting of a boat and it's just unnecessary.
I think
a lot of it is unnecessary, actually, since cameras have been invented.
So what about things that are imagined, not real things? Is that better for you because you're like, I couldn't go and look at that?
Yeah, or a person. I quite like looking at people when it's like, why are they smiling like that?
Yeah.
The
Mona Lisa, for instance.
I'm not that. I don't like that one very much, actually.
Why is she smiling like that? What's she done?
Yeah. So, yeah, I do actually have a lot of strong opinions I've just realised about art.
Yeah, it's all coming out now, isn't it? Yeah.
Dogs, when there's loads of dogs, when there's an old man and a dog, I don't like that. I don't like it when it's a Bible thing. That's I don't like.
Like a kind of religious painting of a shepherd or something.
No, shepherd's out for me. Shepherd's also, out. If it's Jesus and he's bleeding, don't like it.
Yeah, I find those quite gross.
Not interested in Cupids, those little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit paedophilic, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
What about Jesus when he's not bleeding? Just as is.
Still not interested. Hate Jesus bleeding more than I hate him just existing.
Standing.
just standing, but...
Okay, Jesus bleeding or Jesus standing?
Actually, maybe I prefer him bleeding. It's maybe more fun, isn't it? Something's happening.
Yeah.
He's not just walking somewhere.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.